This says when she's never had a man with actual good intentions before, so she's self-sabotaging and making it extra hard for you. Leave immediately. And never use a pink straw under any circumstances. But yeah, just leave. Don't try to convince her that you're a good dude and she need to let go of her past and appreciate a good man. No, this is all bad. It's not going to end well. And even if she do come around, it's going to fall apart at some point within the next 6 months to a year. So you're just wasting your time.
If you look a certain way, it's like these men act like they are just like, it's always this certain look of female that they'll actually date and wife, because I guess they attribute it to like, oh, nice girl next door looking like she won't possibly do this or that. She looks good on paper. I can bring her around family, this and a third, and she has the look. She has a very safe look. And myself and my best friend always talk about the fact that we feel as though because we have tattoos, I'm very tatted. Y'all can't see it now, but I have a lot of tattoos. Because we are tatted and have more of like a, I'm not going to say like, I'm trying to find a right way to say it. I don't know.
I'll help you out. You look like a tramp in a thot. But you didn't want to say that because that's going to make you look bad. But I'll help you out. I'll finish your sentence for you. You look like a 304. You look like a floozy, a harlot, a tramp. I mean, look at the TikTok name. It's Cherry Poppin'. And I did some research. She's a stripper. So the funny thing is, the moral of this video is don't judge a book by its cover. But ironically, if someone was to judge you by your cover, they would have been right.
Ho for show.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
She must have got her feelings hurt pretty bad by somebody. Like, she must have really liked the guy, and he turned her down and said, nah, you don't have the look, you know, that I go for. So she made a whole TikTok video about it. She got shut down hard by a high-value man, a quote-unquote high-value man. And she thinks she's gonna shame those type of men into liking women like her. Not gonna happen. I don't even know what you look like. Look how much makeup you have on your face. This is a whole facade that we're looking at right now. This is a whole Halloween costume.
Men consistently try to fun-girl us. These college-educated men, it's always them. Like, when it comes to, like, they always assume that we only like hood guys, that they assume that they know our type, and they don't even give us a chance. Because me personally, I like college-educated men. I went to college, and that's just what I like. I like nerds. I like fine nerds.
It says, not that I don't like hood dudes, too. You can't make this up. What Samuel say? You can't make this up. But I'm too grown to be on that type of ATP. I've actually never even dated one, but it's always assumed that's my type. But you just said at the top, it ain't like I don't like hood dudes. Okay, you never dated one, but I'm sure you got piped by one before, or two, or 100. Okay, and then on one hand, she's saying she like nerds, but then on the other hand, she's like, ooh, he gotta be so fine. When you think of a nerd, do you think of a guy who's a model? Is it just me or am I tripping? See, she don't care about college educated. She care about you having that bag. And there's a higher chance a dude got that bag if he went to college.
These men always assume that my type is like, oh, I see she's tatted. She like hood niggas. That's like, and I'm just like, why do y'all keep doing that? And then not only keep doing that, but then you keep trying to put us in this fun girl category. And the fun girl is this category where it's like, I enjoy having fun with you, but I would never wife you.
Right. You have to meet the requirements. If you work at a strip club, you're just a fun girl to men. It's common sense. If you got 1,000 pounds of makeup and 1,000 pounds of weave in your head, we don't want to take you to mama. This has been known for hundreds of years. This is nothing new. This is why women need fathers in their lives. Not that they would listen most of the time, but at least they got a shot if they got a decent father in their life.
You don't have the look of somebody that I would consider a wife. And it's like, what does a wife look like? Because just because somebody looks like your girl next door,
they don't look like you.
It's not mean that she's automatically educated. Me personally, in a nice way, I make a lot more than.
But they can't brag about my job to mom because it's not conventional, stripper. Doesn't fit the image. You could be a successful tattoo artist, MUA, bartender, etc., but they can't brag on those to mama. We just know what you are. We know you've been ran through. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it's an educated guess. We know you got all this trauma. We know you dealt with hood dudes before. He can't take you to a business event looking like this.
And I am tired of people assuming that I like a certain type of guy and wanting to fun girl me, because personally, I want a family and commitment and a relationship and all of those things. I want to get married. And I'm tired of people assuming that because of my look that I'm a fun girl.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.